Hey everyone, and welcome to the Daily Scoops for the 25th of September. So on the 25th of September, the Moon enters the constellation of Virgo. So I'm going to talk about that first. There will be a new Moon in Virgo. So it's a time when logic and practicality take central stage. We are still in the phase of the autumn equinox, and I told you last week it's all about letting go, telling us to reevaluate our current goals and track our progress, taking time out to make goals for the next 3 months. And if we haven't been making as much progress on our current goals, to just give the last 3 months of the year that final big push, taking slow and steady steps, day in, day out, having some rest days to reach a goal. New Moon energy is all about new beginnings, even if it's just new ways of thinking about and doing things. Mutable and Earth energy are strongest at the time of this new moon, reminding us to be realistic but flexible in our approach to taking care of our logical, intuitive, emotional and sensual needs. Allowing ourselves to be more empathetic to our own and other people's needs, avoiding being devious, overly materialistic, inconsistent and deceptive. Seeking advice from those who are older and wiser, from ancient books or online resources, which may give you penetrating insight into current problems. Forgiving yourself of past mistakes because you cannot change the past, but you can create a better future by taking those daily steps towards your goals. So, the Moon enters Virgo at 6:52 at the time, the day of this new moon. People, when the moon's in Virgo, in the constellation, because remember I do constellational astrology, will focus more on health issues and also business matters, and people will be more mythological, logical, paying attention to details, being more analytical in their approach to work. Despite the suffering, some people may ignore illnesses or any other emotional problems to concentrate on work. Others may want things cleaner than usual. The best use of the moon in Virgo is to do a complete well-being check of your mind. How's your emotional health? How's your mental health? Your spiritual health? Your body? Are you managing any health conditions you have correctly? How can you improve your exercise or what you eat? And your soul, as in your spirituality and any other religious or any other things you may follow. Also, when the moon's in Virgo, it's a time that deep research can be done or to learn anything that will help you improve your personal hygiene, your nutrition and your productivity at work. You can make economic decisions when buying clothing, household health and food items. The Virgo vibration can make you more aware of the effect of your mind on your body and vice versa. Now is a good time if you've been considering moving up in your career, educationally or starting or following through on business plans, supporting those who need your assistance or accepting help from others is also a perfect use of this energy. When the moon is in the constellation of Virgo, people can become more self-righteous and pickier, thinking they know the right way to do things, which can cause tension in relationships. There is also a chance that some of you may become less organized, which can cause issues in all areas of your life. For you gardeners out there, the next few days are an excellent period to plant crops, prepare for excellent harvest by manipulating your crops, training vines, flowers, eliminating parasites and weeds, doing everything you can to look after your garden, look after your land and make sure whatever you are investing your time in gives you a good final yield. So yeah, new moon today as well, and there's a lot going on at the time of this new moon. The sun and the moon are both conjunct Mercury, so there's a danger that some people may think they're superior to others due to their intellectual understanding. And as I said earlier, there's a thing where the mind will influence emotions and your emotions will affect your mind. So it's best today and over the next 2 weeks to choose your thought and actions wisely. In general, there's a strong need to talk about things less, you know, sometimes we just go on and on and on. Kind of like I'm doing now, but yeah. But listen to people more. Instead of just talking, listen. Because over talking and not listening can cause problems in relationships. People can fail to see other people's point of view and try and dominate others. But the positive use of this energy is using your subconscious mind, your emotions, and your conscious mind logic, giving them a chance to work together instead of making your logic being influenced by your emotions and your emotions being influenced by your logic. Make them both work together, listen to the needs of your emotions, listen to the needs of your consciousness, your logic, and try and meet them and others in halfway. So using the strength of the sun and the moon, emotions and our logic being conjunct basically, is giving you the ability to sell psychological and communicative strength. So this energy is perfect for finishing or starting any project that involves writing, giving motivational speeches or any other communication work. Whatever you focus your action and thoughts on will be successful. The sun and moon also conjuncts Venus at the time of this new moon, allowing you to remain calm and have good manners. So any negative effects of the sun conjunct and the moon conjunct Mercury can be counteracted with the sun and moon conjuncting Venus. And Venus conjunct the sun and moon is supporting all efforts of creativity, writing, drawing, appreciating art or music, or using your own creativity in any other way and just expressing yourself. Although it is important to not become idealistic and to be realistic about what you can achieve right now, make solid plans to achieve your goals. So yeah, the sun and the moon's conjunction to Venus, it heightens your emotions, making it a perfect time to tell those who you care about how you are feeling, expressing your affection, and going back to the moon in Virgo and people being emotionally colder. This Venus conjunction is allowing you to, yeah, we've got to focus on work, but we also have to make those who are important to us to know that they are and make some time for them, because one of the biggest regrets on deathbed is not telling people how you feel, not living life to the fullest. And typically that involves being too focused in your career and neglecting romance and friendships and other things and yourself. So yeah, the sun and moon also opposes Jupiter, supporting that taking a risk on saying what you mean or going for that promotion or focusing on your educational or creative advancement can pay off. This energy allows for optimism, working with the positive effects of the sun and moon conjunct Mercury energy, although it's another warning to not get overly enthusiastic and to focus on the small details, because there is a risk of negligence, restlessness, and people being overconfident and careless, which can lead to costly mistakes. So the big ideas, yeah, you want to maybe improve your finances, but what will be the smaller actions that will get you there, which would be repetition, working steadily towards your goals. So as long as you take time out to think about and make allowances for the essential things, the small details in any plan, anything started under the new moon is well expected to be a success in the long run if you're prepared to take the daily action to make your dreams and your ambitions reality. The sun and the moon also makes a sister quadrant to Uranus and Saturn at the time of the new moon, warning you again that conflicts over opinions are possible. So you must avoid conflict or allow others to express their opinions while expressing your views assertively yet peacefully, because no one's telling you to let other people walk over you and just be a yes person. But just try and find some middle ground. So that's the key. I've said that a few times. Things can be highly unpredictable and sudden changes in thoughts and plans can cause setbacks. It's best to have a plan B as well as a plan A and C. However, both these transits support innovation and artistic expression, making it a perfect time for all content creators and other creatives. This is a time for high emotional sensitivity and excitability. People may crave more venture and do all they can to avoid boredom, doing things on purpose to get a reaction and insult others. Relationships may suffer, but the effects of the sun and moon conjunct Venus, as I said, can counteract the negative of the sun and Mercury opposing Jupiter and the sun and moon conjunct Mercury, if you use your willpower and if you want things to work, you know. So the sun and moon are also making a trine to Pluto. So this is, Pluto is all about transformation, death and rebirth, letting go of the old to bring in the new. So this energy can bring you insight into your own and other people's motivations, self-destructive thoughts and behaviours and addictions, helping you assess situations more positively and proficiently. Collectively, they can be sort of shifts in power, allowing for collective and individual regeneration that's beneficial to the whole. They say, if you want to change the world, change yourself first. Another indicator that if you engage your determination also, you can become intensely productive right now. The ongoing Mars trine Saturn transit supports the grounding, the drive and the endurance and the discipline to get what you need to be done. So yeah, it's really up to you where you put your energies at the time of the new moon. You can choose to be destructive or constructive, regenerative or just conflicted. Mars is also starting to make plane square to Neptune, so there is a chance that some of you may escape into intoxicating substances or other distractions such as excessive porn watching or hookups, making you physically, emotionally and spiritually drained. Still, this energy is just starting to get conjunct, so some of you may be affected by that. But so just be wary of that, and yeah, you can always run from our problems, and sometimes it's easy. It's not easy letting go and confronting and doing the things that we need to do, especially when we've been programmed to avoid, and there's so many conflicting arguments, and the economy's going down, and energy bill crisis in Britain. There's just so much things to worry about, so I get it. But just do your best to try and just think positive or do something positive, even though it is really dark and there's a lot of conflict going on. But the energies of the Sun and Moon conjunct Mercury and trine Pluto and Mars trine Saturn can counteract the effects of Mars square Neptune, which is pulling you to escape from your problems and just go down and down. The only thing that we can do in these darkest times is just try and make steps and do the best we can to manage with the money that we've got now, the time that we've got now, but also appreciating the things that we do have in our life, although that can be hard, spending time with loved ones and talking to those closest to us. And if you are experiencing dark emotions and you can't talk to your friends and family in the UK, we've got the Samaritans, and just try and reach out to someone, because sometimes, you know, our problems, although it can be very, very hard and bad, and there's always someone who you can turn to, even though it may seem dark and dark night of the soul right now and all the rest of it. So yeah, that's the new moon. Also, on the 25th of September, I just want to talk a bit about Venus biquintile Saturn. Descended on the 24th of September at 6:03 p.m. Strongest today at the 25th of September. And so yeah, this energy, it is subtle and it allows you to seek out wisdom from older people, books, internet resources, music that can help you feel calm and reduce tension. You may find yourself appreciating art more, you and others may be more creative, being more open-minded, bilateral in your thinking, using the conscious and the subconscious mind, action and reflection and spiritual meanings and logical practical thinking to solve your problems. You may, as I said, find pleasure from seeking out older people and resources for wisdom, or people may turn to you if you're older for your wisdom or experience and stuff. Wisdom can be gained from meaningful, simple conversations today if you're prepared to listen. Music, gentle dance, Tai Chi, colour therapy, yoga and relaxation techniques such as counting to 10. Especially if someone's, you know, being argumentative, which can be with the Moon in Virgo, people being more analytical and may push your button sort of thing. Or you may be the one who pushes other people's problems. Good energy to work on your controlling your breath. Walking barefoot, it's a bit colder in England, you know. But yeah, in nature may make you feel soothed today, just looking at nature or watching some online streams of rainforest and stuff like that. Especially if you're suffering from stress or depression or anxiety, doing these things can make you feel calmer, even if it's only for a short while. When you experience stress and mental anguish and emotional trauma, even a second not feeling that way can give relief. Seek out expert advice for your problems, can give you deeper insight that you failed to see, and because you were too close to the problem. So, you know, seeking out others' advice can help you find a better solution. All in all, this energy can be used to take authority So to take the reins, stand in your power over any love life, personal development or career or spiritual or emotional issue, thinking about what it is you really and truly want from life and trusting your own opinions to move forward. And music, especially today, or even art appreciation, drawing, a bit of dancing, whatever can make you feel alive today more, you know, just feel you more in touch with your vital energies. In fact, some of you may become infatuated with a particular song while this transit, listening to it on repeat. Some of you may use this energy to start or join a social enterprise with the objective to reform society in some way, or your community or something like that. So yeah, that's the 25th of September. See you tomorrow.